You're with Off the Bench for Tyre Power, keeping the Australian public safe on the roads in difficult times at tyrepower.com.au and the Macca's new cheesy range, your favourites only cheesy. Right, it's time now for...
Now it's time for the third person self-congratulator for John Allen Electrical, John Allen Better Knox Appliance Sale. See them in store or call their sales hotline, 9800-2266.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, us, Yadra. I'll bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at sale today.
Dalsano, skillful.
Wear the three hats of being Sally Pearson the person, Sally Pearson the athlete, and Sally Pearson the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside there and see how big the wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Of course.
Makes me laugh every week. Of course, the third person self-congratulator of the year into its sixth year now. It's been the time honoured third person self-congratulator of the year. They're all fighting for the JB medal. JB's jersey retired.
Yours retired.
For John Allen Better Knox Appliance Sale, you can see us in store or call Brendo and his team. Great man, Brendan. One of the great people.
Who was it?
9800-2266.
Got a heap of specials on at the moment.
Does tell them Pick sent you. Knox Ozone, or you just call them 9800-2266. Anything you want for your house, basically, he'll sort you out in the blink of an eye.
Really ever. Right. Even if you don't want to buy something, you'll buy something.
10 votes to give away each and every week. Here we go. Leaderboard. Malcolm Blight leads on 44. Trying to go where no man's gone before. Three-peat. It'll crown his magnificent football career, this, if he could get a third.
Oh. He tipped that he would last year.
He did. And Tim are bundled together on 42. Old mate Pick's trying to get a third as well on 42. Then the name pipe on 24. Craig Jennings in the line for the Sebi on 22. He's really crept up and... Cane Corns and Robocop there on 17. All right, 10 this week to give out. Just back to a standard 10. Thought I'd better swim between the flags for a week. Picks?
Yeah, well, you were throwing out 30s willy-nilly.
I was.
In the last couple of weeks.
It's always been 10. Goes back to 10 today. Bit of history here, though. One vote being shared by two talkback calls.
Oh, hang on.
A 0.5 each for two talkback calls.
You don't start giving 0.5s.
The first ever talkback callers, other than Margaret, who's in a different league of her own, to get votes.
A half point each.
I start with Robert from Thornbury.
Robert's in Thornbury. Welcome, Robert.
G'day, Jared. How you doing this morning, mate?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear. I just wanted to just go through a little bit of history of football. There's only been, to quote myself on Twitter, only two footballers have won the Brownlow.
To quote myself on Twitter gets a half vote, and then whatever you can do, Charlie calling in to breakfast can do better.
The competition's just got massive X's all over it now. Yeah.
Charlie, that is a very good point that you raised this morning. And
yeah, I know.
So they go together as one vote. This is how hot a field it was this week. David Taggart moves from 16 to 17, but he only gets tags, no firm opinion, one vote.
You know, I had you pegged as the best jockey in the country at one point.
Mate, I was probably the second best jockey in the country.
Who's better than you?
I hadn't seen him yet.
Only one vote. Wow.
Sneaky vote. And then four lots of twos. First of all, subtle reference to himself here from our expert on AFL Nation, Jordan Lewis.
No, they tell us it's right, so we just believe them.
Well, those three boys will be happy with old Geordie Lewis's votes. what do they win at the end of the year? Is there a car on offer? Or
you might have just got to nom in the self-congratulator of the year if we do our sums right on that.
How many votes did you give him?
Two votes.
Easy two votes.
No question. Two. Now, when you're doing your trivia picks, should you be disqualified from any questions relating to your own achievements?
Oh, yes. Well, they shouldn't be in the quiz for a start.
Like, this is clever. If you've done the greatest in something, it's sneaky to ask a question, who was the second best?
Yeah. In other words, everyone should know that I've played the most.
Have a listen to Cane Corns' trivia.
On the all-time games played list for the club, who are they? For Port Adelaide.
For Port Adelaide.
Yeah, so we know who's number one, don't we? We know who's the games record holder at Port Adelaide. There's two playing at the moment that are set.
Oh, dear.
Too much to Kane.
Oh, boy.
Did a great job yesterday on Strictly SA Day. Right.
What's Kane moved to? He's always around the mark.
He is around the mark. He moves to 19 on my list.
Yeah,
there was a lot of inquiry into the votes when we got in this morning. Oh, we had to go back over the tapes.
There was some sort of a mischief.
We had to call in the government supervisors from Tats Lotto to go over
there. They came in, the armour guard crew came in with the votes.
Pix was mistakenly in front. There was an inquest. Siren sounded and away we went. Big, big blue out the back. Right, but two lots of two to finish with. First of all, Pix broke the story last week. Took us behind the scenes of Gary Lyon leaning back on the questions he asks and smoking a fake pipe. When he thinks he's nailed it, and the sound of the pipe picks in your mind goes, which he actually illustrates with.
Yeah, he does that. He puts his hand to his mouth like he's got a pipe, and he's whenever he thinks he gets something right.
And we heard another example this week. Picks two votes and goes to equal lead with Gary and Tim. He toes them to the equal lead for this.
Are we going to see more of that? Is that an attempt to try and make sure we don't overlap?
Could pick up on the detail, guys. What's happened there is we need to get those teams home.
There's a bit more grunt to his
he gave
this
it a little,
week.
Gave it a little extra.
We gave it a bit extra because he knows we're onto it. So how many votes for Gary?
Two.
So he goes to 44.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. He goes to 46.
No, 44. Gary and Tim, 44. Blight, 44. And then two votes. Drum roll, please.
44. He's tight at the top. By jingo,
it is. You're not going to believe this.
Oh, let me guess.
two votes to old mate Pix.
How do I know?
We've got a three-way tie at the top, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind. This is unprecedented at the moment. At the halfway mark, at the end of the fin year, the end of financial year, end of June, old mate Pix for these two examples. First this.
600 of them. Since the big show went on, all of a sudden, once they got out of the reserves, the Jew was kicked off and we came on. All of a sudden, it was a lot more entries, I've noticed.
And then this?
People get wind of this? Oh, as if I bloody leaked the story.
They get wind of it.
They get wind of
heroic efforts. You're not newsworthy, man. Why was you in the paper to fill the lead?
Not all heroes wear capes, mate. Not all heroes wear capes. That was after my crime-fighting capers were revealed last week. You thumbed your nose at me and only to be proven incorrect again, Craig.
So Malcolm,
three-way tie at the top. Wow.
Malcolm Blight, 44. Gary and Tim, who are packaged together, 44.
A packaged-up combination.
Well, I mean, it takes that to go after the big Bone Crusher, our Waverley Star combo of you and Blight, 44 as well.
Mm.
Having a good year, Picks. 100 might go off this year.
Well, Blighty got 100 last year.
He did. Yeah. He's the first one.
I've never got near 100.
Well, he got 100, but he was wound back. Remember, we put him off the Jack
O'Toole. He was still over 100, and we took 38 off him. Gee, what a performance last year. That was like Essendon in 2000. Like, didn't let his guard down all year. He might have let it down once against the Bulldogs.
He's getting marked a bit harder too.
Yeah.
There's a couple of line balls where I went, we might sit and have a look at that. So there you go, three-way tie at the top. Don't forget, too, your chance to get involved with Dr. Turf's Inside Track Club is still here. It's more efficient than ever. You can dial straight into the doc's laptop. You can go inside his office and he'll take you through staking plan. It's as simple as that, sen.com.au on the website /sentrack for your chance to join the doc all day today at the races. He's been in good form. And then Troy Little, the best greyhound judge in the world, the same tonight. So details on our website and on our app. And the Sports Bet Punters Club this afternoon on track is humming.
It's going nuts.
You've still got time to enter. Simply text us now. Don't wait. Just text us 0433 98 11 16. Or even easier through the app.
Don't think. Do.
That's it.
That's a week for it.
And what a chance it is. The Sports Bet username, the passcode is Rebound.
Rebound.
Simply send your name, your town, and your Sports Bet username. Existing Sports Bet customers only. And everyone's got a Sportsbet account, so away you go today. Right, Margaret's with us after 10. Big off the record, I noticed.
My word, there is.
I want to revisit that Zoom call.
Stop saying my word. It's too much.
My word is it.